Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Tuesday. It's May 10th. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Moffat County Board of Education has approved a separation agreement with Superintendent Scott Panko. In a statement from the district, the board says Panko's departure was not due to misconduct or a behavior issue, but rather the result of irreconcilable differences between him and the board. The school board then approved Joel Sheridan of Craig as the short-term interim superintendent, effective immediately. The board will hire a search firm to find a new permanent superintendent for the school district. The number of fatalities at the Canyon City Wild Horse and Burro facility is now up to 140. That's the total number of wild horses that have died since an outbreak of equine influenza on April 23rd. Most of the horses that have been affected are from the West Douglas herd. That's near Meeker. All of the 2,550 animals at the facility are under quarantine. Tonight is a fentanyl education and crisis prevention event. It's at Hayden High School in the gym. It's for parents and community members. It's at 6:30 tonight, and everyone is invited. More Yampa Valley residents are telling KRAI News about their vehicles being stolen out of parking lots near Denver International Airport. John Lehman lives just outside of Hayden. His family took their 2005 GMC Duramax pickup truck down to Denver and parked it at Quality Inn and Suites on Tower Road on March 25th. When they got back from spring break, it was gone.
My truck actually was deemed a total loss when they finally found it. It was stripped, had drug paraphernalia in it. And we use this truck for hauling water to our horses and livestock, so it's a huge blow to the family.
They couldn't get a rental car big enough that had four-wheel drive for all the snow up here, so a company truck went down to DIA to pick up the family.
The process itself is just very time-consuming. People don't have time to be driving back and forth to Denver to deal with the situation. There's so much more devastation that follows the actual theft beyond the car itself.
The truck was found by Westminster Police. It's totaled. Lehman also got a speeding ticket notice from the city of Denver with a picture of someone else driving his truck. He reached out to Westminster Police to give them that picture. He is waiting to hear back from them. This Friday is Volunteer Cemetery Cleanup Afternoon. It's from 1 to 4 Friday afternoon at the Craig Cemetery on Ashley Road. Bring some gloves and a rake to help out. City and county employees are volunteering to get the cemetery ready before Memorial Day, and they would love your help. The Moffat County baseball team, they have a doubleheader tonight against the Cowboys in Meeker. For the KRAI Time, Temp, and Weather Hotline, here's the number, 970-824-1918. And that's the news on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself right now at KRAIRadio.com.